2020 unfolded has had a pretty profound influence on just about everybody. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected all of us in so many aspects, our work, our home life, what we do with our free time, and even our creative pursuits. At the moment, at the Toowoomba Regional Gallery, there's an exhibition by two local artists that casts light on the dramatic year that was. The exhibition features the works of artist Stephen Spurrier and David Usher, and it's called Gathering in the Light. And the works that you'll see when you go down there capture the two artists' direct responses to the social, the environmental, and the cosmic influences that shaped most of 2020. As I mentioned, one of the two artists in the exhibition is David Usher, and he joins me now. David Usher, good morning.
Morning, David.
David, great to talk to you. Has the pandemic had a positive or a negative effect on your work, or is it a bit of column A and a bit of column B?
Interesting question. I think it's been a bit of both. I think the isolation, working in isolation, hasn't been a huge impact because most visual artists or painters already sort of work in isolation, but it did make a difference from the point of view of accessing studios that were not home studios. So that impacted me directly. But fortunately, I could work from home. So it also had an impact on the work. So normally I would go out on trips to Western Queensland to paint. So I certainly couldn't do that. And so it changed the way I was painting. Definitely.
That's the interesting thing, because I guess as a landscape artist, and I guess the pandemic would have demonstrated this, you would have been relying, I suppose. I mean, do you tend to have a stock of, you know, photographs that you've taken of scenes that you would like to paint that you were able to refer to fuel your work during this time, or do you tend to literally take the canvas out with you and paint what you see as you see it?
Yeah, so ideally I would take canvas out and paint on plein air or at a particular site. But because my landscapes, my work's abstracted, it's those are just triggers for ideas. So when I get back to the studio, the paintings evolve from those studies, I guess. I think it's also a lifetime of travelling through the landscape, so you're sort of absorbing these images into your subconscious, and then drawing on those images is not difficult. But still, ideally, being in the landscape, there's nothing really compares with actually being in the landscape. So.
No. And it's interesting, I was reading your bio on one of the websites that you've said that the landscape and the environment gives you a sense of belonging as well. So I suppose you would have sort of felt that almost that physical distance of not being able to, you know, to get out there and just be amongst it without some sort of a note verifying why you were allowed to be there.
Yeah, that's very true. That probably was the biggest impact, and I hadn't actually realised how that was going to affect me. I certainly have a new appreciation of being able to get in the car and 5 minutes you're into the country. So it was nice to reevaluate that and actually realise how important it was.
So tell me how that influence of the pandemic on your work comes through in the works that you have in as part of this exhibition at the Regional Gallery at the moment.
Yeah, so the show incorporates sort of three bodies of work. There's work that Stephen and I did separately in our home studios that was a response to the experience of being confined at home. And we were working separately on work without sort of even having a conversation about what we were doing. And then we've collaborated over the last 10 years or so. And I would give Stephen a painting and he would work into it, and then he would give me a painting and I'd work into his work. And then we'd exchange them again. So that's sort of two layers to the work. There was our separate work there that was a response to the experience of being in a lockdown situation, but also the work that we were exchanging over the last couple of years. So there's those works, but then there's works that we've done since then which are sort of a response to being liberated from confinement, I suppose, yeah.
And is it obvious, you know, to those who go in, is it obvious that, you know, the works that are in response to finally, you know, the locks being undone and the restrictions being lifted, is that obvious in terms of the subject matter and the colour? And, you know, tell me how they differ from the others.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Hopefully that does translate through the work. It's certainly there in the groupings of the work. So the way the show was curated by Ali and the drag staff, there's a distinct grouping of works done at different stages. So there's works that are collaborative together, and then there's works that we've done in isolation, which are also together as a salon hang. Mm-hmm. And then there's some larger works which were done post lockdown. So I was able to travel and do new works then.
So they're hung separately, but I would imagine, you know, the difference that would just emphasise, you know, the different influences. It'll become pretty clear.
I think so. If people take the time to read the didactics with the work,
yep,
it'll be pretty clear, yeah.
If you've just come in, it's 6 to 7, David Iliffe with you. Having a chat this morning to David Usher. David is one of the artists, along with Stephen Spurrier, whose works are hanging in the Regional Gallery at the moment as part of an exhibition, a show called Gathering in the Light, which captures the responses of the two artists to the influences that have shaped 2020, and I guess the influence of the pandemic and all the restrictions, but then the influence of those restrictions finally being lifted. I'm curious, David, just before we go, that idea of the two of you working together, so you creating a work or him creating a work and then sort of exchanging it with the other and letting them, the other artists, put an extra layer or their own sort of take on it. Is that something that happens regularly in the art world, or is that quite unique to yourself and Stephen?
Oh, no, it happens regularly. A lot of artists, if not most, at some point would be collaborating with other artists, I think. It is risky business, and you need to have a high level of trust with the other person, but I've never had a problem. I've collaborated with quite a few artists, and I guess it's their friends, essentially, so it's not, you know, it's not a hard choice to make, but you do need to be mindful of the relationship and the dynamics of how that will work. I always think that when I collaborate with someone, that they're just going to be fixing my painting for me.
Yeah, and although you don't necessarily see that when you're working on theirs, you don't see see your role as I'm going to repair this.
No, I certainly don't think that about theirs.
I find that fascinating, because I would have thought, you know, and I suppose that trust element must come in. You know, the first time you did it, doesn't it feel sort of strange? Someone else has created this work and suddenly you're about to add to it. The first few times, did you sort of feel that pressure? What if he doesn't like this? Or what if he says, what have you done?
Yes, I mean, that's always there. It's always in the back of your mind. But I think the more you do it and the more you collaborate with other artists and the more those relationships build, the less precious you become about it. So it's risky, but then the rewards of collaborating are huge.
David, the exhibition is hanging in the Regional Gallery through until early next year. But I guess you're just hoping that next year will be, you know, give you unfettered access to the landscapes and the inspiration that you crave.
Yes, amen to that.
Yes, indeed. Well, everyone's touching wood as we speak, hopefully. But we'd encourage people to get down to the gallery and have a look. David, I appreciate you taking the time for a chat this morning.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much. All the best. David Usher there. He and Stephen Spurrier have an exhibition at the gallery, the Regional Gallery in Toowoomba at the moment in Rutherford Street called Gathering in the Light. Well worth a look. 3 to 7 ABC News on the way at 7 o'clock, and amongst the stories, urgent efforts are underway to train.